VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump has signed an executive order targeting Iran's supreme leader with sanctions. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The sanctions block the supreme leader and senior military figures from accessing money under U.S. jurisdiction. They come as tensions with Iran have ramped up following its shootdown of an American drone.
These measures represent a strong and proportionate response to Iran's increasingly provocative actions.
The president says the U.S. has shown a lot of restraint. He pulled back from ordering military strikes last week, but says a pressure campaign will continue until Iran changes its behavior. A top Iranian commander, though, warns his forces will shoot down more drones if necessary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Assam Nusiga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt. Regional prosecutor Migbaro Kabede has also died. Gunmen broke into a meeting in Bahir Dar on Saturday, killing regional president Umbachu Mekanen and one of his senior advisors. State media named General Asamnu as the leader of the coup attempt. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Milan beat Stockholm for the right to host the Games in 7 years' time after a vote by the International Olympic Committee. Monday's decision was the first under the IOC's relaxed hosting standards, which aims to lighten the financial load and create a better legacy for host cities by avoiding construction of new venues. This is VOA News. The opposition candidate for mayor of Istanbul celebrated a landmark win on Sunday in a closely watched repeat election. The election also broke the long hold.